President's Message, Are You a Pedestrian? By Jeff Thumb. Among those commonly used definitions of the term pedestrian is the following. A person traveling on foot, the walker. To me, the term walker is a more inclusive term, as it brings into the definition those using wheelchairs or crutches, among others. Nonetheless, I think you get the drift. This column, however, is intended to explore a different question, namely when is a pedestrian not a pedestrian? As you will see, I have not taken up Zen, or some other philosophy, that looks at the world from a far deeper perspective than we Westerners are accustomed to using. Read on, and, as they say, the mystery shall become clear. Page 2. The California Council of the Blind has always been at the forefront of pedestrian rights. After all, decades ago, due to the hard work of CCB members, California's White Cane Law, which gave rights to pedestrians who are blind, became a model for the rest of the nation. In recent years, CCB has joined in state and national pedestrian rights efforts. Most notably, we became the only disability organization to join California Walks, a loosely knit group of pedestrian groups. Given the clout of the mighty automobile, there is no question that both bicyclists and pedestrians must maximize their organizational efforts if the needs of individuals in these groups are to be viewed as worthy of consideration by elected and appointed national, state, and local officials. But here comes the proverbial fly in the ointment. I am sure that most of you are aware of our lobbying efforts against the Segway. If not, this motorized scooter-type device, usable under state law on the sidewalks, unless prohibited by local ordinance, is supposed to operate in a manner that will prevent it from crashing into anything. Nonetheless, even if operated within the law, and us at a speed of not more than 12 mph, this device has been known to take out a healthy chunk of the marble wall. It can, of course, go much faster. As an aside, you should know that the only reason you haven't seen more of these on the sidewalks of your community is their rather steep purchase price. In our state and local lobbying efforts against the Segway, some pedestrian groups, most notably those in San Francisco, were quite supportive, and it is important that we recognize that we did have allies. Nonetheless, many others in the pedestrian advocacy community either supported the Segway as a great example of green technology or took no position, believing that the issue was important to blind folks but not to pedestrians as a whole. Even with respect to accessible. Page 3. Pedestrian signals, an issue with which, for the most part, pedestrian activists agree, we sometimes clash. If new technologies come along that create problems in terms of adapting them to use with accessible signal technology, we tend to become the forgotten community. However, the major areas of dispute, and the reason for the almost bizarre title of this article, are just beginning to take center stage. Roundabouts and shared spaces are being embraced by many pedestrian activists, but they present major concerns for those of us with visual impairments. First, let's take a look at roundabouts. This is not the first time this magazine has mentioned them, and it probably won't be the last. Without going into unnecessary detail, motor vehicles, pedestrians, and bikes can all pass through these circular areas. Vehicles can enter from a variety of angles. Pedestrian activists have become incredibly enamored with roundabouts, viewing them as a way of slowing down traffic and enabling pedestrians through eye contact with drivers and the reduced speeds of the vehicles to cross safely. Of course, having a signal at these roundabouts does, in the eyes of many traffic engineers and pedestrian activists, negate the whole reason for the roundabout, that is to keep a steady movement of vehicular and pedestrian traffic. The mere fact that a person with a visual impairment, and other pedestrians, some who can't react as quickly, and others, like children, who just may not pay as much attention, and might not see a vehicle entering the roundabout, just doesn't seem to matter to those who consider roundabouts to be the best thing since sliced bread. When it comes to roundabouts, there are pedestrians, and then there are blind people who tend to get in the way of progress. Shared spaces are another elephant just now lurking in our path. In its most technical, page 4, usage, shared space is a term that means a path of travel that will be shared by vehicles, bicycles, pedestrians, and, I suppose, elephants. We are beginning to see proposals both in this country, including California, and in Europe, for this type of travel zone. The CCB has already gone on record expressing its grave concern over this concept. Again, pedestrian activists trumpet the use of shared spaces as a means of slowing traffic and making our country a greener and more pleasant place to live. I don't know how you feel, but I have my reservations about that van driving up behind me in our nice, green shared space. In a slightly different context, many paths of travel are now being shared by both pedestrians and bicycles. This concept, although certainly not as bad as the total shared space proposals, does present serious issues for pedestrians. We all know how much of a problem bicyclists can be when they are whizzing along at the high rate of speed and not watching for pedestrians. So what do we do? Are we to give up in the face of broader environmental harmony? After all, I, like many of you I am sure, support the greening of America. No, we obviously don't give up, but it does mean that we must recognize that we have a very difficult fight ahead to protect our safety and mobility concerns. Methods of demarcation between where a bike and a pedestrian can travel can make all the difference. Signalizing a roundabout, which then becomes what is known as a traffic circle, is a compromise that nobody may love, but everyone can live with. As for sharing space with a motor vehicle, maybe someday a solution may be found, but for now, at least, I certainly would strongly oppose any such proposal. So, are you a pedestrian? Well, sometimes you are, and sometimes you are just a person with a visual impairment. But with or without other pedestrians at our side, we won't give up the fight.